narrow. If a UPS truck passes, I mean, you have to like walk far away because it is a very narrow space. And, again, I don't feel like duplexes is the right way to go here because the traffic report that you have in your hands, last time that when it was presented, everybody in the room laughed because, I mean, it should be just thrown to trash. It is not accurate at all. We are long-term vested people. We bought our home. I want my kids to graduate from Branson High School. I am staying here. I'm not going anywhere. A lot of our neighbors are here to stay. Duplexes, I don't see. They're short-term investments. They're not there to be a part of a community for a long term. My question was that why come to our neighborhood? There are lots of other places you can build duplexes. I make money. I have to a mortgage to pay and I have kids to support. I mean, I have to feed them every day. I'm all for this family to make their money, but they don't need to do it at my expense and at expense of the other neighborhood children. I don't agree that they can just come in and have the attitude that they do have right now, that we can do whatever we want to do, because that is not the case. If he wants to work together, we as neighborhood already talked and said to him at the last couple of meetings that if that's his land, he is good to build single family homes because that is what's compatible in our neighborhood. But obviously that doesn't make money, so he wants to go somewhere else, and that's just, I don't know. There are no nightly rentals. There are no duplexes in anywhere in that area. So that's the end of my point. I mean, again, at the end of the night, we all go home. So my home should not be where he decides to build his duplexes. Thank you very much.
My name is Jim Whitman. I live at 394 South Fork. I've lived here a very short amount of time. I'm just the opposite. I'm in the hunt, but I don't have a very big dog because I can't speak to the length of time these people have lived there. But in the short amount of time I've lived there from November, this is the third meeting I've attended and willing to attend many more. And that my question to the board is, do these meetings just continue to go on and on and on until eventually gets passed? That's one question that I did have. And the density of what they're talking about, and a minute ago the gentleman mentioned the only delay anymore since they've improved the roads with the traffic circles on Lakeshore Drive. Well, that's what we hit the out to leave to go to Branson. And these developments that he's talking about, this is a cul-de-sac. You come down a real narrow road here, you build your duplexes here, and then these are dead ends. So all these people are going to go up this little road here and drive out right here, go to Lakeshore Drive, and then head, that's Branson Landing over there. These are all single-family dwellings. Woodbridge Estates, number one. This was number two, but he went belly up. So this is number two that he's coming in behind to and wanting duplexes on. We're not against, development. You know, people making, a living. We're saying single family dwellings. Like all these houses, nothing here, Branson Landing here. So in other words, duplex, and the gentleman that ran the meeting last time that we were here, he specifically said compatibility. He says, I just don't see any way in the world if you come back, we're not going to do it. We're not going to approve, especially with the amount of people that here that disapprove of it. And everybody here has been here three times in a row now. And we're going to keep coming back. I'm about out of time. But that's the points I want to make. That's very deceptive. It looks like a big, wide area. Dead ends coming out. And he did mention this is a big rock. I came out of my house and I hiked down here and I hiked down to the creek, and that's a big rock. He did say there wouldn't be any blasting at this time. They didn't have it in mind. It was heavy equipment to do the excavation.
If there's blasting, I just moved from a condo association because all our roofs were cracked, our ceilings were cracked because Tane County put a sewer district lift station in and it cracked all of our ceilings. So I left that because of blasting. This is a big rock from behind our houses down to this cul-de-sac. That's a big rock right there. They're going to have to blast it in the build, unless they build it on stilts. I do have a question. Is she talking about stacking these? Are these side by side? And if you got a duplex and a married couple in there, everybody has two cars. That's four cars per duplex. So the traffic thing, I don't really agree with that either. There's going to be a lot more cars down there than the few that he's mentioned. So, thank you.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Lillian Hicks, and I live at 445 South Fork, which is at the very top, tip-top of that Woodbridge Hill. Okay, that hill is, oh, there's only one way in to that area and one way out, and it's that hill. Sometimes it's very possible that there could be, not be able to go up and down that hill. Weather, ice, freezing rain. My house is on a hill, and I say my house because I at least lost my husband of 60 years 3 months ago, and now I'm in charge. Okay? Now, a big downpour comes through the back of my yard, down beside my house, and it washes the gravel of both my drives into the street down Woodbridge Hill. So, I've said it before, and I'm still going to impress it upon you. If that's the only way in, and the only way out, we do not amount another majestic condo tragedy when fire and rescue equipment could not get to the scene. And because there was nothing we could do about it. I can only imagine how sad it was to see people helplessly watching the food properties burn and nothing could be done. It would only take one time for that Woodbridge Hill Street to be impossible. So please vote no. And I just added another thing. If this is improved, heaven forbid, I hope that the developers will be proud to have their families and themselves living there, because just remember, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, my name is Robert Miranda, and I live at 466 South Fork. As I mentioned last time, you know, safety about increasing the traffic. As we were saying, you know, all of this traffic is going to come out to this street right here, and then South Fork, and then Lakeshore Drive, you know. And since it's summer, and they're going to be more busy in the summertime. But in the summertime, it's also when Kanaka, you know, do their business. And so, that, you know, will really, I mean, it has been, just like this, it has been a lot of accidents on 76 and Lakeshore Drive. Now, if we increase the traffic, there's going to be more accidents there. If that happens, they're going to be, drilling on, lasting forever, you know. I mean, all of this is rocks, just a bunch of lime rock over here. And that's, you get the baby crying. She lives here in this house. I mean, how can I risk that baby's gonna have, you know? And as I say, it's not the only baby. I mean, there is a lot of other kids also. So, as I say, take that in consideration, the safety and that will destroy the neighborhood also, you know. I mean, all the, as I say, different people coming in and out, renting, just, I mean, that will discourage the people to be in that neighborhood. And so, and also, what is going to be in 5 years, you know, they're not going to pay the same attention as when they are brand new to these places. So that will really destroy the neighborhood of that area. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Scott Burley, 241 Trinity Road. We've been, like it's already been said, we've been here several times. I'm the one that's been, that was responsible for the, the signatures here a while back in 2015, and this time I had help from two other neighbors. I believe one of the fellows, kind of a little bit ago, there's 75 signatures on there. There's 71 homes in our neighborhood alone. Some of those signatures are actually from Woodbridge Estates Phase 1, which, of course, just backs up to the property. So for my 5 minutes is up, the storm's hit, or my battery goes dead. Traffic's already been discussed. Only one way in, one way out. What's been brought up was non-compatibility. It's all single-family homes. I've lived in there for 23 years. My son was raised in there. He's 21. I know some of the houses in there, some of the people have been in there longer than I have. My home is 3,400 square feet. I'm not sure what the size of the duplexes are now, but I think originally they were right around 1,100, something like that. So, you know, they're not compatible with the homes in there. Yes, there are smaller homes than mine, but there's also some bigger ones and some very nice ones. So you had non-compatibility there. You also have density. You're looking at doing more than double the housing that already exists. Or more than half, I'm sorry. Because if you got 71 homes, you're adding 38 more houses, basically. As far as the roads are concerned, the roads range roughly 15 to 16 and a half feet wide through most of the subdivision. TCA, their cars are 8'6". I talked with Western Taney County. Their trucks are 8'10", and they said not only is the width the problem, but it's also their length. As it stands, where I'm at on Trinity, they can only come into my house one direction. You know, it's got two entrances because they could not make the turn for the first entrance. The same's going to be for that particular street as well, going down to it. As it stands right now, I drive a standard size Chevy half ton truck. I have to pull over and get between mailboxes, and most of it, but the caterer siren. Oh, sorry. I got to pull over and get between mailboxes, or the other person does, so we could pass. Weather, hills has already been said. You know, they might be parking at the top. Well, the problem already is when we have bad weather, some people can't get up South Fork, and they end up blocking streets. One was that way just this past, not this past winter, but last year. And I had to turn around and try to get back up the hill that I live on and try to get out to go to work. Because she could not get any further and park the car there. If that's the case, snow removal can't go through, EMS can't get there. We have a lot of retired in there, and they need to have EMS available. And if it's blocked because of traffic, because of snow or whatever, they can't get in there. To go on, neighborhoods are a complex bundle of interrelated attributes that together determine its overall character. Its location, its socioeconomic characteristics, its housing, are all factors that will determine the overall character of the neighborhood. Different types of housing are expected to affect neighborhoods differently, as evidenced by existence of different types of zoning, which we already have. Duplexes do not fit in our neighborhood. It's all single residential homes, not duals or multiples. Depending on where duplexes are located, they typically do not increase the value very much. A lot of times they also become substandard within a few years. According to, actually to Realtor.com, several other study groups that I found online, the average decrease in property value because of rentals is between 9 and 20%. Of course, that depends on where you're at to start with in the first place. Developers stated earlier in case 1902A, they picked the area for their development because it was away from the rest of the particular residential area. Woodbridge Phase 2 is not away from our neighborhood. It's all directly related and they have to go through our neighborhood to get there. It's obvious that near 100% of Lakeshore Drive Estates is not on the side of the developer of the project, as can already be seen. It was stated that the denials